Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is a weekly feature presented at this time each week as we feature elite businesses and universities. Today's guests are Tom Kelly and Mario Lisaola. Tom is the Regional Vice President of Operations based out of California, and Mario is the Director of Business Development based out of Arizona. Today, we'll be discussing Southwest Warehousing and Operations at Logistics Plus. Tom and Mario, welcome to the Business Spotlight.
Hey, Joe, thanks for having us.
Before we begin, can each of you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to join Logistics Plus? Tom, let's start with you.
Yes, no problem. I came up through the ranks with a company that did domestic ocean transportation and port drayage. After about 10 years with them, I took a break, moved to Australia to help a friend start a business out there. And then I came back to California to work for a public LTL carrier. And I was with them for about 8 years in various roles and various locations. And then I ended up joining LP about 5 years ago out here in Southern California.
Wow. And Mario, how about you?
Yeah, Joe. So I'm going on 3 years with Logistics Plus, but have a long running history with Jim and Yuri and the company going back to 2012 when I was LP's go-to guy in California, just basically for transportation and warehousing, obviously before they had established their presence. I've been in the supply chain industry for over 20 years, and I've held many roles from door-to-door sales to operations to dispatching, and now business development. My previous positions have helped me, you know, sharpen my skills in my current role and has helped me build long-term relationships with clients and vendors.
Well, it really sounds like both of you rose through the ranks and it was a great opportunity in both cases.
Yes.
Now, since each of you have slightly different roles at LP, can you both share with our listeners what a typical day looks like in your current role? Mario, let's start with you.
Sure. Yeah. So my day never really starts or ends. It just keeps going. That's life in sales, right? So I'm dealing with clients from all over the world, and I always have to kind of stand ready. But it's typically calls, checking in with operations if they need anything for me to work on with our clients, following up on accounts receivables, working with the team in Erie, following up on leads, always prospecting, finding the decision makers, and trying to make contact. That's pretty much it.
Well, tell you what, Mario, as a sales guy speaking to a sales guy, that's where my heart is. So I can't wait to hear more about your sales role a little bit later on today. And Tom, what is a typical day as a vice president of operations based out of California like for you?
Yeah, you know, as we've expanded our warehouse footprint out here, my role really has shifted from really being in the trenches to a little bit more broader overview of our operations out here. You know, I work with the managers at each facility to make sure, you know, we're driving initiatives, we're taking care of our customers and you know, making sure they get that great customer experience, that we're hiring the right people to maintain the culture that we try to keep here at Logistics Plus. And then also to make sure that they're supporting Mario and our other folks that are bringing on clients to maintain and grow the book of business.
Tom, can you tell us a little bit about your company's locations and warehouses in California? And also, how large are they?
Yes. So we've got in Chino, we have 565,000 square feet. This is kind of our flagship facility in California. We've recently opened 350,000 square feet in Fontana, 275,000 square feet in Colton, and our newest one is 375,000 square feet in Riverside. So that covers our California footprint.
Now, I hear that the LP Phoenix warehouses are two of the newest and largest in the LP network. Can you tell us a little bit about these facilities and how they came about, and maybe a little bit about the strategic advantages of their locations?
Yes. So as we've grown, you know, we keep looking for additional buildings and the cost in California for real estate just keeps going up, which makes it challenging to be able to provide a good mix of cost and service. So we were looking at kind of central Cali to add some space out there. And then we ended up you know, kind of jokingly say, well, this is as far as Arizona. And then, you know, a light bulb went on. We started kind of looking into that market out there. And, you know, we thought it was worth trying because the cost of entry to get out there seemed to make sense to us. So, you know, since that was about a little over a year ago, we started having those discussions. And so now we've got Phoenix One is a 545,000 square foot insulated warehouse. We'll have an EVAP system with BAFs, which are big ass fans. They're, you know, those giant ceiling fans. We'll have about 20 to 30 of those in there. And then our newest one in the Phoenix market, Phoenix Two, that's a 1.2 million square foot building just built. It'll be fully HVAC'd and spec offices, all that fun stuff for us.
So Tom, I've got to ask you, you're experiencing obviously dramatic growth with the warehousing aspect of the business, but it's no secret that a variety of companies, and I'm sure logistics right now is no exception, they're having real HR issues in terms of finding the right number of employees. How are you reconciling this massive growth with the HR issues, or isn't it a problem for you?
We've been really lucky. When we got the first building out there in Arizona, for example, we found a stud to kind of run the place for us. And right away, he understood the culture and kind of what we're doing. So he's been able to work with different staffing agencies and different referrals and stuff to find people to build out that team over there. You know, Logistics Plus, I think we always joke around that we've just got this dumb luck that tends to work for us sometimes. And with the HR thing, I don't think it's any different.
You know, I've got to believe, though, once again, just kind of dovetailing off that question, Tom, that when you, especially younger people, when they're really embarking on their first careers, I can really think of no better place to work for a global company. And really, I would imagine the potential for growth is endless for what you're offering at these warehouses.
It is. You know, if you come in and you are open-minded and you're a company-first kind of person, like there's nonstop stuff to do. And it's fun because it's always changing. You know, Mario, he's not just doing sales. He'll come in and help out with operational stuff. And same for me, right? I'm not just doing operational stuff. I'll work with Mario on going after clients and things like that. So it's a great place to be. I think the younger generation doesn't always realize how good they have it here. You know, so sometimes you try and explain like the culture and it's not like this everywhere you go. And some get it, some don't.
Mario, let's move on to you for a moment. Now, in your opinion, obviously we heard Tom's take, what makes Arizona and California so attractive in markets for warehousing and your role in sales?
Good question, Joe. I'll let you know when I figure it out. I'm kidding. But kind of like what Tom said, right? It's nearby. It's about 375 miles away from Los Angeles. It's a one-day transit. So Arizona right now is heavy on production and manufacturing. Both industries we can assist with overflow storage of raw materials and or finished goods. They're also building lots of hotels, resorts that our FF&E division can be of service. There's a resort being built here that has over 1,000 rooms that's stated to be finished Q1. So we're hoping we get some of that business our way. One of the largest railroad companies is making Arizona their Western hub. And we'll be about 25 miles away from it in Surprise, Arizona. It's kind of like a long-term play for LP, but there's a lot of growth happening here that we can tap into. And what can I say about California, right? It has one of the busiest ports in the world. It's the fourth largest economy in the world. With that comes lots of need for our world, right? From warehousing, fulfillment to transportation.
Mario, that made a lot of sense. Let me ask you a question based on something that Tom stated just a moment ago. And I know this from doing these interviews with some amazing Logistics Plus employees through the years, that really no 2 days really are ever the same. You may find yourself in a completely different role. And really, it seems like those are the people that thrive. Mario, what do you have to say about that in terms of, well, sales and new business development, maybe your own role, you know, taking on another role and just experiencing a new challenge depending on what LP needs?
Yeah, definitely. I'm open to that. it kind of goes back to my work ethic, like just getting it done, trying to think outside the box. You know, if I see somebody, if I'm in the warehouse and I'm touring and I see somebody struggling with something, like, you know, I'll go out and help them. I'm always first to kind of say, what do you guys need me to do? Do you need me to do anything? When we're having a heavy inbound day. Usually they try to keep me away from everything, but sometimes they'll ask and they'll be like, all right, can you help us with this or that? But that's pretty much it. Just I'm okay with whatever needs to be done to make the client happy at the end of the day.
You know, you just took the words out of my mouth, Mario. We're really, whatever it takes to make the client pleased. It's been well documented that Logistics Plus, once again, has experienced record growth the past few years, particularly on the warehousing side of the business. Tom, can you tell us, for those that may not work in the industry, why has the demand for warehousing increased so much over the past couple of years?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I believe the increase in the cost to run a warehouse and the increase of inventories coming in has really driven companies to look outside of their own operations to find more cost-effective solutions. You know, over the last couple of years, labor costs and real estate costs have really driven up. So I think that that's really driven companies to try and find ways to cut some of that cost out and to go to third parties. And I think a lot of our competition really drove their cost up to their clients during, you know, the pandemic. So now that we're kind of coming out of it, I think a lot of companies are now looking for additional options with 3PLs. And for us, we never really took advantage of the market. Obviously, we saw the rates and everything going up, but we never really jumped on that bandwagon. We kind of held pat, and, you know, we have to offset some of the costs of labor and stuff. So some of our selling points would go up a little bit, but I don't think we chased it like others did. So now we're kind of in a pretty good position where we don't have clients looking to go find somebody cheaper because they never got hit hard. And if anything, we're seeing other clients kind of come to us because they're looking to replace the 3PL that kind of gouged them through the pandemic.
You know, it seems, and I've had this conversation with some other LP employees, that when the rising costs first started to happen, Tom, did that force your conversations with clients to have to change a little bit? I mean, I guess transparency was the best way to go. And as you said, not gouging and just doing right by the client at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know, we didn't really want to just start going like randomly and, hey, you got to pay for this now. And so we would kind of, as we approached what Q4, we would send out notifications to kind of advise like, hey, we're going to have this GRI coming out at the beginning of the year, and this is kind of what's driving it. And the majority of our clients, you know, they understood. We just tried to be as transparent and give them as much runway as possible, right? So that way it wasn't like, well, you woke up today and we're giving you an increase. It's like, here, this increase is coming X amount of weeks out. You have time to prepare, and this is why we're doing it.
It sounds like communication was really the key, and they respected that.
Yes, I think that's a very accurate statement.
Mario, as a director of business development, what types of companies or products do you look for when trying to fill up all this space in these warehouses?
So my plan is always to pursue like the top companies that are selling at all the major retailers. You know, it could be food, toys, apparel, electronics. And from there, I kind of break it down to who their competitors are. Where are they making those items? What companies are making the parts to make those items? And so on. You know, I was at Costco yesterday and I saw an item and I grabbed it and I looked behind and I'm looking where they're making it. I took a picture of the company and I'll be reaching out to them today if they need our services, just like that.
That's a great story. So Mario, you're prospecting at Costco?
Yeah, everywhere. I'm driving on the street. It just pretty much like, what's that? What kind of motorcycle is that? Where are they making? Is that electric? You know, and then we look them up and we find them.
That's a great story. Now, Mario, as a follow-up to that question, what are some of the challenges you face when trying to find new business? And what are the Logistics Plus differentiators that allow you to win new business compared to your competitors?
Okay, yeah. So I would say finding the right person that's in charge of making those supply chain decisions. And of course, you know, our competitors that might have their foot already in the door and trying to persuade them to look outside and try someone new. But I'll say this, once I have someone's ear and I can explain all that Logistics Plus has to offer and invite them to come take a tour of our warehouses, I start doing our presentation of our WMS system and our dashboards, they're blown away. You know, we have amazing people working at LP that make my job easier for sure.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Mario, when most people think of warehousing, they think of just storage. Now, it's my understanding that LP offers, and you've already touched on it a little bit, much more than that. What other warehousing services and solutions does the company offer?
Yes, yeah, good question, because there's so many services out there. So I have clients that once they tell me some of their struggles and what they have on their plate, they're surprised when I can tell them that LP can help with that. Aside from your typical warehousing and fulfillment, we do reverse logistics, which is just a fancy term for processing returns from their consumers. We do that for our clients. We can inspect the returns and then categorize them and then report back to them. And then they can notify us how they want us to put it back in inventory or not. We can do transloading at our locations. We do relabeling, reconfiguring master cartons to a different count. We've done displays, end caps for retailers, kitting and assembly, freight inspections. We do disposals and so on. Pretty much if they're struggling with something and we can do it, we'll definitely make it happen for them.
Mario, in your mind, what differentiates Logistics Plus compared to other warehousing or logistics companies that you may not have mentioned yet?
I would say the people that work at Logistics Plus, it starts there, and that passion for excellence we always mention, that's our biggest asset. Then it trickles down to everything that we do, from operating a forklift to answering an email to driving a truck or offloading a container. Our client experience is then elevated. We go the extra mile and we think outside the box. We just don't say no.
We've spoken with many Logistics Plus employees over the past few years. The company's culture is a topic that always comes up. How does Logistics Plus maintain that culture as it continues to grow across the country and the world?
So, you know, I think we do this by making sure that we're all connected. Jim's very engaged with people at all levels, and we're regularly trying to find ways to extend the culture from our HQ in Erie across our network. Most recently, actually last week, we were able to gather all of our leaders of the warehouses and we did a warehouse summit in Erie. So, you know, you get everyone over there, they could kind of see HQ, see how things kind of flow out there, and you bring it back to the local level. For my region, I always tell everybody, like, number one thing is culture. And if like Yuri or Jim or anybody that comes out, I kind of measure how well I'm doing with the team based on if they feel like, oh man, this is just like the culture back at Erie. To me, like when I get that, that's like the greatest compliment that I could have from a visitor, is that it replicates the culture we have back at HQ.
Yeah, what a great answer. You know, this question, whoever would like to answer it, please do. But I've asked this question also to Jim Berlin. And one thing that I absolutely know is that Jim is not a crystal ball guy when talking about the future. Although nobody can know for certain, do either of you have thoughts of what's next for the company on the warehousing side of the business?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a lot of markets that we still haven't even entered. You know, we still are kind of young in the warehousing game, right? So I think my hope would be that we just continue to enter new markets to keep helping clients find creative ways to solve their supply chain issues. I think that's what I would hope for.
And Mario and Tom, when you're not managing warehouses or making sales calls, what are your outside interests or hobbies?
Mario, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Well, Joe, we just moved to the beautiful state of Arizona, so we're new. We have an amazing 7-year-old daughter, Olivia, that keeps my wife and I very, very busy. So we're having fun exploring the state and all its beauties right now, you know, from hiking and checking out the different cities. So we're having a good time here in Arizona.
That's great. And Tom?
Yeah, kind of similar for me right now. Life is all about the kids. I have a 4 and 5 year old girl. So my 5 year old actually just turned 6 a couple days ago. So, you know, we're trying to find different sports and hobbies that they are interested in. And honestly, watching them kind of evolve into little humans is one of my favorite things to do. And it keeps my wife and I constantly zigging and zagging from one thing to another. So, you know, mostly that. But when we're not doing the kid stuff, I like sports and, you know, to watch them and play them as much as my knees will allow me to.
Mario and Tom, I can't thank you enough, both for your time today. It's greatly appreciated. Now, before we depart, though, is there anything that we missed today that you'd like your coworkers at Logistics Plus up here in Erie to know, or our listeners as well?
I think we covered a great deal of stuff. So, I mean, all I would say is, you know, thank you to all of the people at Logistics Plus that continue to help us grow this thing up.
Yep, ditto on that, Joe. Yeah, we covered a lot, and thanks, obviously, for everyone that supports us from Erie to out here in the West Coast. And if anyone wants to find us and inquiry more about Logistics Plus, they can reach us on our website, www.logisticsplus.com.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.